happiest day of my life yet. I finally had a girlfriend, and she was the prettiest girl I'd ever met. But things went south really fast. On the same day, my school sent me a letter. It said that if I couldn't pay my past due fees, that they would have no choice but to kick me out. I cried. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Years of my own hard work gone to waste, just because I couldn't afford it. And because my parents refused to help me.
Why are you crying, babe?
I'm getting thrown out of school.
What? Why? Did something happen?
I can't pay for my stuff anymore. I'd been late with my payments as it was, and since I lost my job,
Oh, gosh. I didn't know it was that bad. Why didn't you tell me?
It's my problem, Cass. And besides, it'd only worry you. I can't do anything about it.
Who said I couldn't?
Cassie always wore paint-stained clothes and overalls. I never even noticed. It turned out she was a billionaire. Her two moms were tech giants. They owned a startup which came up with a really famous app. I thought Cassie was poor like me. She never had anything extravagant, and she never wore anything with a label. She liked simple, down-to-earth stuff. And I never knew all that time I was dating a billionaire. Her mom hired me immediately. I was only working part-time, but they paid me well, and I was eventually able to pay for and finish school. Then I devoted all my time and effort into developing a new revolutionary app. I pitched it to Cassie's mom, and they loved it. They funded my project, and they invested heavily into it. That made me into a millionaire. I hired some staff and started my own startup. A week later, my company got a valuation of over $10 million. I could hardly believe it. I immediately went to a jeweler's and bought a ring. I asked Cassie to marry me that same day, and she said yes. On our launch party, Kyle and his friends approached me.
Hey, wow, it's you! Saki! Awesome, Zach! Yo, dude!
I looked at them with a confused expression.
Yeah, I know we're crashing your party a bit. Frankly, we were a bit surprised you didn't send us an invite, but that's all good, my man.
What is it, Kyle?
Well, you know how the boys and I study the same stuff as you, and...
Yeah?
Well, we were wondering, you've got your own company now, and well, my dad got laid off recently, and so did these guys' parents.
Oh, you want a job? They all laughed awkwardly, possibly from the fact that I said it loud enough so everyone could hear. Even the DJ stopped playing music. Cassie came closer and hooked her arm on mine and kissed me on the cheeks.
Are these your friends, babe?
You could say that. I gave a smile to Kyle and his friends. I have the perfect position for you guys. I signaled for my assistant to come closer. Becky, why don't you fetch a uniform for these guys?
Right away, sir.
Kyle looked like a dog who was just handed a juicy bone, and I smiled right back at him. You can start today.
Oh, that's awesome!
But his smile faded instantly when Becky handed them waiters' uniforms. Kyle, you can go and clean the toilets. The rest need to get a tray of drinks and offer them to guests. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. Cassie and I left them standing there as we chuckled amongst ourselves. My parents never got a single cent from me either. Their houses got repossessed, but I didn't bat an eye. They never gave me any help either. And they never paid a cent for my dreams. Now that I have everything I wanted, it was time I focused on mine and Cassie's lives.